Dear brothers and sisters, friends in the Lord, with the long passion, the instruction says a brief homily may be given. I will try to keep it brief, but say what I think is needed to be said. Brothers and sisters, if we were at that event, many of us would be complaining and wondering, how could anything good come from this? Here we had our hopes that this was the Messiah, and he's nailed to a cross. Be worse than a pandemic. And yet God brings the greatest good out of it. This is the picture of what each of our lives is, brothers and sisters. The Lord reveals to us how we are to live our life to be ready for eternity with the Father, with the Holy Trinity. Perhaps some of you are mistaken in understanding what faith and prayer is like I was. It seemed like we were supposed to do nothing or go and repeat a whole bunch of words. Either way, it seemed like it was really accomplishing nothing and wasn't that exciting. But what Jesus did, as we heard in that second reading and we heard in the gospel and we know of his whole life, it wasn't doing nothing. He wasn't being passive. He was very actively doing two things. He wasn't trying to climb the mountain of his own success to make himself equal to God. Instead, he was actively rejecting every temptation that took him away from unity with the Father's will. I don't know about you, but for me, that would be a really busy day every day. I would get tired because there's temptations always. To actively recognize and reject what takes me away and out of the will of the Father. So do any of you mothers ever get impatient and cross with your kids or your husbands about something that they've done 1,000 times and you're still expecting that you're going to change them? Instead of suffering that cross and staying in union with God. And then he was busy any free moment he had actively relating what was in his heart to the Father so that he could experience the Father's love and providence. Brothers and sisters, this is the very simplistic, simple, magnificent, beautiful description of what it is to be a Christian, a Catholic Christian, is to not think, well, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. God, make it rain so I get a good crop and I can pay money to all those in need. That sounds like us telling God we want our will done. The place of holiness is simply being able to actively reject what takes me out of peace and the will of the Father, and then to actively relate what's going on in our hearts, where we need God's love, where we beg him to give us what we need to accept his will and enter into it. When we're capable of doing that, it changes the world. It's how 11 failures, 12 failures, the apostles changed the world. It wasn't because they're the smartest or they had a bunch of state championship trophies that impressed others to follow them. It was that they were willing to give their life and die rather than be separated from their God, their Lord, their Savior, who was the love of their life, and they saw him in everyone else, even those that were executing them. Brothers and sisters, why have we settled for what the world has laid out for us that they say is success and happiness? Because I meet a lot of people that are following the world's instructions and aren't happy. Some of them might be successful if you measure success in money. But we want much more than that. We want to have the divine life of God that brings peace and joy. If that's the life you want, you're at the right place. Because the Lord offers us his life. He promises us his life. And he wants us to give him permission where we've been trying to run our life. Give him permission to take over and to share with us what he knows we want. That life that will help us to choose what is truly good, even though it might require great suffering. Brothers and sisters, I invite you to enter fully into this week, because this is the story we hear over and over again at every liturgy, and ultimately, the liturgy we've been preparing for, the victory liturgy of Easter. So, brothers and sisters, I would invite you to consider one key thing that would be out of the ordinary: to come to listen to the kerygma, the announcement of the good news, not in an intellectual way, but in a very real lived way. That will happen Monday evening at 7 p.m. I'm trying to already do it here, but if you want to hear it again and better, join us Monday evening. Brothers and sisters, let us enter with faith, with confidence in God, into this Passion Week. As we just heard his love for us, let us believe it. It's not a small thing. It's a life-changing thing, and he wants it for you and I.